From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said that successful climate management in Indonesia can be realized by combining economic and social aspects of forest management. The president said while speaking during the World Leaders Summit on Action on Forest and Land Use in Glasgow, Scotland on Tuesday. The social forestry program was created so that forest conservation went hand in hand with supporting the livelihoods of the surrounding community. He deemed forest management that takes sustainable development into account as the only viable option. The president further said Indonesia is ready to share its experiences and knowledge on the subject. Climate change is a huge threat to global prosperity and development. Global solidarity, partnership, cooperation, and collaboration are the keys to overcome climate change. It was said by President Joko Widodo in his speech at the World Leaders Summit on Climate Change, or COP26, in Glasgow, Scotland on Monday local time. President Joko Widodo ensured that with great natural potential, Indonesia continuously contributes in handling climate change.
Dengan potensi alam yang begitu besar, Indonesia terus
with such huge natural potential, Indonesia continuously contributes to climate change mitigation. Deforestation rate has decreased significantly, and it is lowest in the last 20 years. The forest fires have decreased by 82% in 2020. Indonesia has also started rehabilitation of 600,000 hectares mangrove forest by 2024, which will become the largest in the world. Indonesia has also rehabilitated 3 million critical lands between 2010 and 2019. The sector that originally contributed 60% of Indonesia's emissions will reach a carbon net sink by 2030. Indonesia has shown significant progress in mitigating the impact of climate change, Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar has said. The minister delivered the statement while accompanying President Joko Widodo to the Conference of Parties, or COP26 World Leaders Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, on Monday local time. The minister remarked in a press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday, the United Kingdom's presidency of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Glasgow, this year is striving to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. The minister informed, actually, Indonesia expects to achieve the target by 2060. At COP26, Indonesia expressed full support for the United Kingdom's presidency, which is emphasizing limiting the increase in global temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius. President Joko Widodo will speak at the World Leader Summit on Forest and Land Use on Day 2 of the World Leader Summit on Climate Change or 26th Conference of Parties or COP26 of the UNFCCC Tuesday. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated during an online press statement monitored in Jakarta on Tuesday, at the meeting, only two speakers had received a special invitation from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as the host of the COP26 World Leaders Conference. The invitation was addressed to Indonesian President Jokowi and Colombian President Ivan Duque Marquez. Now we move to on the first day of COP26, President Jokowi had conveyed Indonesia's commitment and consistency in dealing with the impacts of climate change. The head of state explained Indonesia had significantly reduced deforestation and tackled forest fires. However, President Jokowi also questioned the contribution of developed countries to overcome the impacts of climate change. According to the president, Indonesia, as a country with large green land and seas, with the potential to contribute to carbon waste, still needs support and contributions from developed countries. The head of state sought support from the developed countries through their contribution in technology transfer and other programs to help Indonesia achieve the Sustainable Development Goals targets, whose realization had been hindered by the pandemic. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met with U.S. President Joe Biden at the Scottish Event Campus in Glasgow, Scotland on Monday to discuss ways to strengthen cooperation between both nations. The meeting focused on at least four issues: health cooperation, economic cooperation, climate change, and Group of 20 or G20. Indonesia lauded the cooperation with the U.S. in the health field during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president expressed Indonesia's eagerness to be part of the global supply chain in the health field through development of the Indonesian health industry. We end the news with Indonesia, which sought joint action from the international community and all countries to mitigate climate change to avoid continuing disasters, such as rising sea levels, changes in seasonal patterns, as well as increased extreme weather. Such a call was made by the Indonesian Deputy Minister of Environment and Forestry, Alu Dohong, at the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at the COP26 UN Climate Change Conference held in Glasgow, Scotland, as noted in a release issued by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry and received in Jakarta on Tuesday. The pavilion will open on November 1st to the 12th, 2021, during the COP26. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masker を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقاو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 3, 1945, when Vice President of Indonesia, Muhammad Hatta, issued the Edict of November 3, 1945. The Third Edict of November 3, 1945 can be called a pillar of democracy in Indonesia, because it encouraged the formation of political parties as part of democracy.This edict also legitimized political parties that have been formed previously since the Dutch and Japanese eras, and continued to encourage the birth of new political parties. However, the plan to hold elections in 1946 could not be realized because the Indonesian people were focused on the struggle to maintain independence due to the arrival of the Allied troops. At that time, elections were no longer a priority.Moving on to an event on November 3, 1950, the battle between the armed forces of the United Republic of Indonesia, or APRIS, and the troops of the Republic of South Maluku, or RMS, who wanted to secede from Indonesia, broke out near Fort Victoria, Ambon, on November 3, 1950. During the battle, APRIS troop leader Lieutenant Colonel Slamet Riyadi passed away.But his troops managed to seize Fort Victoria and the entire city of Ambon from the RMS troop. With the fall of the city of Ambon, the main force of the RMS was broken. We end today in history with an event on November 3, 1982, Salang Tunnel Fire in Afghanistan. The Salang Tunnel Fire occurred on November 3, 1982 during the Soviet Union's occupation of Afghanistan. Details about this fire are uncertain, but this incident was probably the deadliest traffic accident in the world and one of the deadliest fires in modern times. Very few facts are known regarding this fire.In fact, all of the information is mostly hearsay, partly because the Soviet Union tended not to disclose their losses during the war. However, many sources agree the fire killed between 2,700 to 3,000 people involved a convoy of Soviet troops heading for southern Afghanistan through the tunnel. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The second Pacific Exposition, a trade, investment, and economy exhibition of the Pacific countries, achieved $104 million transaction. This exhibition was held on October 27th until the 30th virtually. Indonesian Trade Deputy Minister Jerry Sambuaga, in a press conference on Saturday, said the transaction in the second Pacific Exposition resulted from international business interaction. The transaction and business commitment potentials mainly came from Australia, Indonesia, New Zealand, and New Caledonia. The second Pacific Exposition was joined by 18 Pacific countries. The business being showcased included agriculture, coffee, construction, distributor, entertainment, food and beverage, home furniture, health and beauty, industry, producer, multi-industry, service, technology, textile and fashion, tourism and trade. Indonesian Ambassador for New Zealand Tantowi Yahya said there are three products which give the greatest transaction for Indonesian trade from export. They were based on technology, agriculture, and coffee. Even North Sumatran Coffee successfully achieved more than $11 million transaction. Meanwhile, from import, the greatest contribution for trade value for Indonesia is given by onion. Except Indonesia imported a lot of onions from New Zealand. The second Pacific Exposition was attended by 10,825 visitors. This was twice as big as the first Pacific Exposition in 2019. The visitors were not limited to Pacific countries, but also from other countries such as Canada, Malaysia, China, Colombia, Spain, and many others. Besides trade exhibition and business meetings, the Pacific Exposition also held seminars on various issues. Ambassador Tantowi Yahya believed the Pacific Exposition will encourage economic recovery and increase regional solidarity and cooperation. The Indonesian government plans to hold the third Pacific Exposition in 2023. This biannual trade and investment exhibition is expected to be held physically.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Mm-hmm. Kepa Island is a small island in Alor Regency, East Nusa Tenggara, which has stunning clear blue waters. Enjoying sunset on Kepa Island is so special, unlike anywhere else. Those of you who like water activities will definitely be interested in visiting this island, because Kepa Island has a stretch of white sand like floor with a calm and peaceful atmosphere. Looking at the ocean with a charming stretch of green hills and small islands around Kepa becomes a special color for your vacation. Alor Regency has 15 islands and 6 of them are inhabited. Kepa Island is like a forgotten island because it is far from civilization. However, this condition is the main attraction because it still has its original enchantment. You will feel a new adventure on Kepa Island. You can stay in the traditional village bamboo huts of Alor, which are built on a cliff close to the beach. Don't forget to book a place before coming. There are few huts available and they were built to maintain the authenticity of the environment around the island. Kepa Island is the best destination for you to explore nature and enjoy the underwater panorama. The coral reefs around the island are still very authentic because this area is surrounded by the Timor Sea, Sawo Sea and Flores Sea, which are breeding grounds for whales. If you are lucky, you will see a group of whales appearing on the surface. If you want to see the rich marine life, you can dive and snorkel in the waters of Kepa Island. You can swim with the colorful fishes that sometimes hide in the coral reef. To get to Kepa Island takes about 10 minutes by boat from KL Pulau Pier. Alor Island itself can be reached by flight around 55 minutes from El Tari Kupang Airport, the capital of East Nusa Tenggara, to Kalabahi, the capital of Alor Island. Kalabahi becomes a transit point for tourists before continuing their journey to the small group of islands that surround Alor, including Kepa Island. From Kalabahi Airport in Alor, you still need to continue the journey for about 1.5 hours by car and continue by boat. This island does not have adequate infrastructure. There are no asphalt roads, public transportation or food stalls. In fact, only 30 people live on Kepa Island. So, make sure you bring all your personal needs before going to this island. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya, coba berpikir dan pahami. Thank you.
berputar, jangan berhenti.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about memesan makanan, which means ordering food. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Pesan Apa, which means what would you like to order? This conversation happens between Kevin and a restaurant waiter. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat siang, silahkan. Pesan apa, Pak?
Saya pesan nasi goreng ayam.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Selamat siang. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Silakan, silakan, which means please. Pesan, pesan, which means order. Apa, apa, which means what. Bapak, bapak, which means sir. Saya pesan, which means I order. Nasi goreng, which means fried rice. Ayam, ayam, which means chicken. Pesan apa bapak, which means what would you like to order, sir? Saya pesan nasi goreng ayam, which means I order chicken fried rice. In the dialogue, you hear an expression, saya pesan nasi goreng ayam, which means I order chicken fried rice. To order food, you can use expressions saya pesan, saya ingin, saya mau. When ordering food, you may hear an expression mau pesan apa, which means what would you like to order? The expression is used to ask what food you want to order. Let's listen to the other examples of expressions to order food. Pesan apa bapak, which means what would you like to order, sir? Saya ingin ikan bakar, which means I want grilled fish. Mau minum apa, Mela? Which means what do you want to drink, Mela? Saya mau jus jambu, which means I want guava juice. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat siang, silahkan. Pesan apa, Pak?
Saya pesan nasi goreng ayam.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
We'll be right back. asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de getting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, the song Kicir Kicir is played in an event related to Jakarta or Betawi people. The song with a poem style has very positive lyrics. The singer of this song wants to entertain grief hearts. If we like singing, our body will be healthy and happy. Another message of this song is that whoever works hard, he or she will be a helpful person. Alright listener, this is the song Kicir Kicir by Henny Purwonegoro. Enjoy!
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ondel adi anaknya.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.